Hello and welcome to Baylor Connections, a conversation series with the people shaping our future. Each week we go in depth with Baylor leaders, professors, and more, discussing important topics in higher education, research, and student life. Today we are visiting with Dr. Gary Shepherd from Houston. Dr. Shepherd serves as an internal medicine physician in private practice at Memorial Hermann Southwest Hospital in Houston. And this spring he was named as Baylor's 2021 Alumnus of the Year. A 1987 Baylor graduate, Dr. Shepherd has built a decorated record of service in the medical field and in the community. He serves as president of the Harris County Medical Society and has participated in numerous professional medical organizations. Throughout his career, Dr. Shepherd has served as an advocate for the healthcare needs of the underserved, and he is a member of Houston's historic Wheeler Avenue Baptist Church. A lot on his plate these days, and Dr. Shepherd, we really appreciate you taking the time to join us. Thanks so much for coming on Baylor Connections today.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, it's great to have you here and learn more about your story and what went into you becoming Baylor's 2021 Alumnus of the Year. And we're talking here as we're getting started, but in addition to your role as a physician, you provide leadership in your field, mentorship to young men at your church, you play music, you travel. How do you fit that all in a typical day or a typical week?
I wonder myself sometimes. I think the no sleep maybe allows me to call that. But I'm sort of, I have a real sense of needing to organize and make sure, you know, I know what all my day is going to entail most of the time. And as long as I can juggle and I know what's coming up, then I sort of juggle things. So it allows me to do a number of different things. Now, if things run over, that can really throw things off. But for the most part, as long as I know what I'm getting into and I have can plan out my week, I know what I can do, what I can't do. And my calendar and I are very good friends.
That's good. Well, Dr. Shepherd, we talk about your role as an internal medicine physician. So what does your role entail?
Well, internal medicine physician is a general internist, which is what I am. We're sort of trained as diagnosticians. So we're able to look at adults. We only take care of adults and sort of figure out what may be going on with them. They sort of call us the investigators. We also usually function as primary care doctors. So we take care of your high blood pressure, your diabetes, your thyroid disease. If you have a cold, if you have allergies, all those general things, we take care of all of those. So if it's an adult, we take care of it for you.
You mentioned high blood pressure and diabetes. Those are two real areas of focus for you. How did you come into and particularly specialize and hone in on these areas?
Well, for diabetes, my grandmother was a diabetic, and also two of my aunts were diabetics when I was growing up. So it was always interesting. And I could see the difference in how well they took care of themselves. My grandmother was very meticulous of making sure she was eating the right things. Every now and then she'd get desserts, but for the most part, she would watch what she was eating. She'd make sure she's checking her sugar. She'd go to her doctor's appointment. One of my aunts did the same thing. The other aunt didn't do as well. And the one that didn't follow the rules, basically she had more complications than others. It's like, okay, if you do what you're supposed to do, then you're going to be better. So that was one of the things with my interest in diabetes. And like I said, that's my dad's side of the family. And like I said, we have diabetes throughout our family. So that was one of the interests in that. When it came to high blood pressure, knowing that it's what we call a silent killer, and it's very prominent in the African-American community, and it's another interest of mine. And you usually see these two in conjunction. A lot of times, if a person has diabetes, they're going to also have high blood pressure. Not everybody, but the majority of times. So I usually see those in conjunction anyway. But it's if working on those two things would significantly improve the overall health for a lot of Americans.
What does it mean to you to get to be that person? You build relationships with your patients, and as they deal with things that you just described, being able to help them navigate that in a healthy way. Hopefully, you know, like you mentioned, like your grandmother or your aunt who did that especially well.
I think that's what allows me to get up every morning and be excited about coming to work, because I do get that opportunity to help people and help their lives be better. Sometimes I have to sort of cajole them into saying, you know, you really got to do better, because we've got to make sure you are able to walk your daughter down the aisle. We've got to make sure you're seeing your first grandchild. We want you to see your grandchild's graduation. So that's what I'm trying to do, is make sure that these people are around to see all those important parts of their family's lives and not be missing and just remember. We want them to be there and be active in those things. So that's sort of why my focus is of, can I prevent these things from killing you early?
Visiting with Dr. Gary Shepherd, Baylor's 2021 Alumnus of the Year. And Dr. Shepherd, really broad question for you. Thinking back to March of last year, the last year, how has the last year impacted you and your patients? I know there's probably a million directions you could go with that question.
It's been, for lack of a better word, interesting. It's been a change on all fronts, actually, whether it's been my practice. Because I'm in private practice, it's been a struggle at times to make sure we still can, pay for all the expenses that come in, whether it's rent and everything that we need to operate. Also to make sure our staff is paid, gets their checks, and they're able to continue with their health insurance, all the things that we pay for, because our patient numbers went down. And as internal medicine physicians, the number of patients we see really directs of how well we get reimbursed. So because the numbers went down, that was a big concern, and how we make sure that we are actually able to provide for not only of our patients, so we've got to be here, but we've also got to make sure the staff is safe. We've got to make sure that they are also, able to take care of their families. So that was our concern. Like I said, I have a partner. So that was what our concern was, is how can we make sure that our staff is being taken care of, and also that we are around and still here. Unfortunately, some physicians' practices have closed, or they have decided to do something else because they couldn't sort of weather this storm over the past year. And it's been very difficult on a lot of private practice physicians. But for as far as my patients, is just making sure that they know the correct information. There's a lot of information out there. Most of it isn't correct. So making sure that they understand what's going on, that they are prepared to protect themselves and their family. And when something new changes, and making sure that we're here to be able to answer those questions. Because a lot of times, especially say April, May, it was on the phone calls. I mean, patients were calling in, well, I heard this, I heard that. So that's what we spent a lot of time doing, is actually just speaking to them on the phone to give them the correct information, not what they may have heard on social media or from somebody, a friend or somebody, oh, I heard this, and then they decide to spread that. So dispelling myths and untruths is a big thing that we did, but basically is making sure the patients are being taken care of, not only when they see me, but also when they aren't, and how to protect themselves, and then making sure that we're around to take care of our patients.
You talk about that as it impacts you and in your patients. You provide leadership in your field in a lot of different ways. We mentioned your role as president of the Harris County Medical Society, a number of other organizations. From a leadership perspective and just being a part of that large medical community there in Houston, were there any guiding principles, particularly in some of those uncertain early days, that shaped the way you tried to respond, maybe not just for your individual patients, but for your community?
Well, actually, last year, I was president-elect for Harris County, and our president was an oncologist, and he works at MD Anderson. Because I was in private practice in internal medicine working out in the community, most of the times when we had to do radio spots or TV spots or interviews with the newspaper, I was the one doing it instead of him, because I was living it a lot more than he was. And so I was teasing him, like, okay, I'm doing a lot more as president-elect than I had planned on doing. I'm supposed to just sort of sit and watch for this year. So actually, that was one of the things I was doing. We were making sure that we were getting out there, talking to people, giving the information. But we also stated that this is what we know at this point. This may change in a week or 2 weeks or tomorrow, because these things are rapidly evolving. But we're going to be here for you to answer your questions. So one of the things that we did with Harris County Medical Society is we made sure that we had a page so that physicians could go to this page and on our website and connect to all these different things, so they could get the latest CDC information, they could get the latest protection, that they could apply for PPE, that they could know how to actually request, say, PPP loans, or any other help that they could get to make sure their practice is open. So all of that stuff was on our website, of course, connected to the Texas Medical Association site and also connected to the CDC. So we made sure that it was all one place for our physicians to get that. So it was a education and constant saying that, you know, this is evolving, and also making sure that we were hearing what physicians who were on the front line were saying. So, you know, what are we doing to make sure that our emergency room and ICU physicians who were really on the front lines of things, what were they doing? What did they need? And how could we support them? And, you know, having people not panic and having people, you know, wear their masks when they're we need them to, all of those type things is what we were doing as a medical community and as Harris County Medical Society.
Dr. Shepherd, as president of the Harris County Medical Society, you know, when you think about Houston and Harris County, you're talking about, you know, the medical community is such an important part of that. It's the medical field, Houston, are kind of synonymous with each other. And obviously, there's a lot of, you know, a lot of important things taking place down there in the medical community, from treating people to research to strategic location. What does it mean to you to have that opportunity to provide leadership with your fellow medical practitioners there in Houston?
Overwhelming, I think, is the first word you use. But it's something that I've enjoyed doing. 6 months, I'll be finishing up my 6 month on Wednesday. But it's something that I've enjoyed doing. I think it's important for people to be involved. The more people we have involved, actually, the less work one person has to do. And if you actually want to work on shaping how things work, you have to get involved. And that's sort of what I've done. And it's gotten to the point where at this point I'm president. And but seeing as myself as president, I see myself as a servant. And I believe in that I am serving the physicians of Harris County and our medical students and our residents. At this point, we have something like 12,400 members. Wow. And we are the largest medical society in the country, the largest county medical society in the country. And TMA, which is our state medical association, is the largest state medical society. We have over 55,000 members. So we're large organizations, but we also, if you're president, you have to understand that you have a responsibility to that group that you're serving. And so I have to be concerned about what's going on with the medical students. And we have three medical schools here in Harris County. So we have to be concerned with what's going on with the medical students and the residents and the physicians in practice and our retired physicians. So you have to sort of be concerned with all of those groups while you are serving as president. So you have to listen. You have to sometimes get out of your comfort zone. I'm good at private practice because that's what I've done all my life, but I have to be concerned with what happens with my employed physicians in the county or what happens with the academic physicians. So they may have a few other concerns compared to what I have as a private practitioner. So having to make sure that all of those things are thought about and actually addressed. And we try our best to do that as a county medical society.
This is Baylor Connections. We are visiting with Dr. Gary Shepherd, internal medicine physician in private practice at Memorial Hermann Southwest Hospital in Houston, Baylor's 2021 Alumnus of the Year. Well, Dr. Shepherd, obviously been an eventful year already. You add a Baylor Alumnus of the Year to your list of accomplishments over the in recent months. How did you find out that you were Baylor's Alumnus of the Year, and how did you react?
Well, it was sort of strange. Actually, I had a Amy called the office, and I was actually out for the first time in the entire year of last year. I went on a like 5-day vacation. I'm leaving. I need rest. I need to get out. I have a friend who lives in the Bahamas, and I actually went and visited. And it was like, okay, I'll be gone, and I can rest. And my office manager actually texted me and said, a person from Baylor called to say they needed to speak to you, something about an alumni award. It's like, okay, I'll see when I get back. So when I got back, I called, and that's when Amy told me. It's like, oh, okay. I was surprised. I knew I'd been nominated because actually the nomination was by one of my patients. He had, I've been his doctor for a number of years, and he's a Baylor alumnus. And he says, you know, we need to put your name in. It's like, well, they probably have a lot of other people who are more worthy than I am. I mean, I just sort of do my job. No, we're going to put your name in. So he did that. And he got me to get some recommendations for some people I work with. And my pastor emeritus from Wheel Avenue, which is Reverend William Alexander Lawson, whose birthday it is today. You know, so I got those recommendations and I sent them to him, and he says, yeah, we're going to put this in. And he wrote a nice also recommendation for me. And so I said, you know, we do it, but I wasn't really thinking that I would receive one of those. But when he would see me, he said, I'm pretty sure you're going to get one. You're definitely going to get one. So I he was right. But it was still actually a surprise. And like I said, a very pleasant surprise. Yeah. So I just went, oh, okay, thank you. I mean, it's hard to say anything else when Amy told me. But like I said, I was definitely honored. Like I said, I think I just sort of do my job. But I guess when other people look at it, sometimes it's more than what I think of it.
Well, very cool. You've done your job in an extraordinary year and providing leadership during these times right now. So a lot certainly has gone into that. Well, Dr. Shepherd, a 1987 Baylor graduate, take us back to your Baylor experience a little bit. Did you know you wanted to be a physician when you came here? And just tell us a little bit about Dr. Shepherd as a student before you were Dr. Shepherd.
Yes, I already knew that. I actually had decided I wanted to be a physician in the seventh grade. That's sort of when I sort of knew this is what I was supposed to do. There are very few times that I told my parents I'm going to versus trying to figure out how I can ask them for something. But that was one of the things that said, I'm going to be a physician. And they sort of looked at me and went, okay. And I just sort of came out of the blue with it. But I heard my plans from God, and that's where I went. But like I said, I knew that. So during high school, I was preparing for that. I actually hadn't thought about going to Baylor initially. But I went up to Baylor for a 2-week. It was a Farm Bureau's leadership conference they would have every summer. And I went up there for that. And once again, I knew that that's where I was supposed to go. So that was one of my, I think maybe my second or third time of announcing to my parents, I'm going to Baylor for undergraduate. Once again, they sort of looked at me because I hadn't said that before. I thought about maybe going to Prairie View or going to Morehouse or something like that, but I hadn't, you know, necessarily gone to Baylor because I wanted to go to a smaller school versus like a UT or A&M. I thought they were just too big. I decided that, you know, I wanted to go to Baylor, and I had to have my high school counselor actually talk me out of not only to not having my SAT score sent only to Baylor, because it's like, well, that's where I want to go. Well, I know, but you want to make sure you have something backup. Well, I don't want to go anywhere else. I was adamant about it. But you know, I did as she asked, and I sent it to two other schools. It's like, I still don't want to go there. And then actually, between my junior and senior year, I went to UT as a merit quarterfinalist, I guess I was, and they have a program for there, and they actually offered me a scholarship. So I actually had to ask my parents, they're giving me a scholarship, but I don't want to go there. I still want to go to Baylor. And they told me, go where you want to go. We'll take care of the rest. That's how I ended up at Baylor. But yeah, I went in knowing that I wanted to do pre-med. Now, after my first semester and a really difficult biology that they make really difficult for all of us. Now I questioned myself several times during that semester. Maybe I should do something else. But like I said, I came out of the class just fine. And it's like, oh, okay, maybe I can do this, until the next weed out class, which I think was organic chemistry, which made me rethink this again. But for the most part, I had a good advisor, which is actually the Dr. Daniel Wevag. And he was actually the biology professor that I had that first semester. And then he was my advisor for the entire 4 years. So, you know, he kept me encouraged and making sure that, you know, we have these weed out classes to make sure people still want to be committed. And I wanted to be committed the entire time.
Dr. Shepherd, you have since Baylor, you have shown leadership and service, whether serving in different aspects at your church that you mentioned, Wheeler Avenue Baptist Church in Houston, whether in your field, you know, you mentioned that you serve as president of Harris County Medical Society, second African-American elected president of Harris County Medical Society, and the first African-American chief of staff at Memorial Hermann Southwest Hospital. Where did your sense of service, sense of leadership, you work with young men at your church, sense of being a role model, where did that develop for you?
I think it developed probably from my family first. My mother, my grandmother, my great-grandmother, they were all teachers. I decided I couldn't do that. It looked too hard because I saw what they had to go through. But that whole idea of actually serving and helping others, and that's one of the things you have a responsibility to do. So my family always taught me that, you know, you're given things, you're given blessings. Your job is to bless others and to help others. That was reinforced once again at church. That's what we heard every Sunday, is that you've been given gifts, you've got to use those gifts. You can't just sort of sit on those gifts. You've got to use those. We've got to help other people. We have got to bridge the powerful and the powerless, and that's your responsibility. You have that responsibility. So you've got to make sure you're serving others, because you may think you don't have a lot, but you have more than others, and you should be able to help them. That's one of the things we were always taught at church. And once again, it's also something that was reinforced at Baylor. Maybe that was why I was drawn to that whole idea of serving and being of service and remembering what you've been given and what you need to give to others to help them along. And like I said, I think it's all of that together gives me the idea that I know the blessings that I've received, and I know that I have to bless other people with what I've been given. It's just my responsibility. I can't think of not doing that, actually.
Well, those are really great thoughts and a really great message for us all to take away. And certainly you've embodied that. And whether, you know, it's helped lead in part to this Alumni of the Year Award, but then also certainly a lot of great work with your patients and in your field down there. So we really appreciate you taking the time to share your story with us and give that to us to take away from it here at the end. And especially appreciate, I know you're visiting with patients today and you took some time in the middle of that to visit. So I really appreciate that. Thank you so much, Dr. Shepherd.
All right. Thanks, Derek. Glad to help.
Thank you. Right. And appreciate it. Again, congratulations on your award as Baylor's 2021 Alumnus of the Year. Dr. Shepherd, internal medicine physician at Memorial Hermann Southwest Hospital in Houston, our guest today on Baylor Connections. I'm Derek Smith. A reminder, you can hear this and other programs online at baylor.edu/connections. You can subscribe on iTunes. Thanks for joining us here on Baylor Connections.